奉主耶稣圣名，为主耶稣证道。
In name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
亲爱的朋友以及主内弟兄姊妹，大家晚安。
Dearly beloved friends, families, and dearly beloved brothers and sisters, good night.
非常欢迎大家继续参加我们第三个晚上的布道会。
And I'm really welcome and happy to see many of you attending the third night of our evangelical service.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠常常临到我们以及我们的家庭。
And may the grace and blessings of the Lord be upon us and our family often.
让我们有一个平安喜乐满足的人生。
So that we may have a life of joy and also peace.
我们在过去两个晚上跟我们介绍什么叫做福音。
In the past two nights, we talked about what is the gospel.
耶稣基督来到世界拯救我们世人。
The Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to save the people.
这是关系到普天下万民的大喜信息。
And this is about a great joy for all the people in the world.
因为他要把我们从苦难当中、罪恶当中救赎出来。
From sin and from hardship, our Lord Jesus Christ will save us.
让我们有一个满足的人生。
So that we may have a joyful life.
也要让我们胜过死亡。得到永远的福气。
And also we may be able to overcome death and to receive eternal happiness.
所以耶稣说神的国近了。
And therefore when Jesus Christ says the kingdom of heaven is near.
所以你们要悔改，要信福音。
Repent and believe in the gospel.
因为神的国到了。
Because the kingdom of heaven is here.
神的国在天上啊，是人没有办法靠近的荣光里。
The kingdom of heaven is in heaven, and therefore it's somewhere that we, as human beings, we cannot go near.
是神所居住的地方。
It's the dwelling of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也是蒙拯救的人将来永恒的归宿。
And it's also the home of those who will be saved.
说那个是一个好的无比的地方。
It is said that it is a wonderful, and there's nothing that's comparable to that wonderful place.
在那里可以得到永恒的安息。
There, people may receive eternal rest.
因为不再有忧伤、流泪、痛苦的事情。
Because there will be no more tears and no more sorrow.
也不再有死亡。
And there will be no more death.
但是神的国也要实现在人间。
But also the kingdom of heaven will be prophesied and will happen in this world as well.
所以耶稣说，我靠着能力啊，把鬼赶出去，神的国就临到了。
And therefore the Lord Jesus Christ says, with the power I cast out the devil, and the kingdom of heaven is here.
神的国就是神的能力作为彰显的地方。
The kingdom of heaven is a place where the power of the Lord Jesus Christ is manifested.
主耶稣说，如果有人告诉你神的国在这里或在那里，你不要相信。
And the Lord Jesus Christ tells us that if someone says the kingdom of heaven is here, the kingdom of heaven is there, do not believe.
因为神的国要在你的心里。
Because the kingdom of heaven will be in your hearts.
所以神要亲住在我们心中来做王。
Therefore, God wants to be the king of our hearts.
让我们的心归向他。让我们从他那里得到慈爱，得到恩典，得到平安跟喜乐。
And that our hearts may be turned towards the Lord, so that from all of this we may receive grace, blessing, and peace.
在神的国不是追求世上的福气。
And within the kingdom of God, it's not to pursue after the goodness of the world.
因为属世上物质的东西啊，都是暂时的，而且没有办法让我们真正得饱足。
Because all the materialistic things in the world are only temporary and will not actually fulfill us.
有一个妇人在打水的时候。
There was a woman when she was getting water from the well.
耶稣经过那里。
Jesus Christ passed by there.
告诉她说，请你给我水喝。
And Jesus Christ told this woman, please give me some water to drink.
那个妇人是一个撒玛利亚人。
And that woman was a Samaritan woman.
因为他们不是纯粹的以色列人。
Because they were not true Israelites.
所以他们跟以色列人没有来往。
And therefore they do not have a good relationship with the Israelites.
所以她很好奇问耶稣说。
So she was very surprised and she asked Jesus this.
你是犹太人，我是撒玛利亚人。
You are a Jew and I am a Samaritan.
你怎么向我要水？
How could you ask me for some water?
耶稣说，你如果知道神的恩赐。
And Jesus Christ told her, if you know about the grace of the Lord,
也知道这个向你要水的人是谁。
And if you knew that this person that's asking you for water, who this person was,
你就会求他，他也可以把生命的活水赐给你。
Then you would plead from that person and ask that person to grant you the life, the everlasting life.
耶稣又对他说，你喝这个井里的水。
And Jesus Christ then told the Samaritan woman that if you drink the water from the
well, 喝了以后还会再渴。
After you drink, you will still be thirsty
again. 渴了以后还要再来拿水喝。
And when you're thirsty, you have to come here to draw more water.
但是我是给你的水。
But this water that I'm about to give you
会在你的心中成为泉源。
Will become a well that is in your heart.
会一直涌到永生。
This well will spring, and it will spring until the everlasting life.
所以耶稣所赐给我们的是真正能够让我们得到饱足。
And therefore, what God grants us, what Jesus Christ grants us, is something that will make us feel content.
让他的喜乐平安常常充满在我们的心。
That happiness and peace will be everlasting and fulfilling in our hearts.
所以保罗说啊，神的国不在乎吃喝。
So Paul says, in the kingdom of God, we don't care about eating or drinking.
乃在圣灵当中的喜乐。
But what we dwell and we care about is the happiness in the spirit.
所以有一次劫取的时候。
And there was a time when they were being captured.
耶稣站在众人当中。
Jesus Christ stood before the congregation.
说你们干渴的人可以到我这里来。
He told the congregation that those who thirst come to me.
我要让你们从腹中流出活水的江河来。
I will let you have an everlasting spring from the stream.
主耶稣这样说就是要让人得到圣灵说的。
And what Jesus Christ is talking about is the receiving of the Holy Spirit.
一直到耶稣升天以后啊，才降下圣灵来。
And this Holy Spirit came upon the people only after the Lord Jesus Christ ascended into heaven.
照着耶稣所答应的。
Just like the promise that Jesus Christ
made. 当圣灵来到以后啊，让我们心中好像活水泉不断地涌上来。
When the Holy Spirit comes within our hearts, it's just like a spring that's everlasting, that is always springing out.
让从神来的喜乐、平安、满足啊，充满我们的一生。
That our whole life will be filled with peace and joy from the Lord.
所以一个人要追求圣灵的充满，这是我们人生最大的福气。
And for a person to pursue after the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit indeed is the greatest blessing.
那圣灵是什么呢?
Then what is this Holy Spirit?
虽然有很多基督徒啊，也谈圣灵。
And even though many other Christians, they also talk about the Holy Spirit.
那他们有时候对圣灵的了解啊，不是很清楚。
But their understanding of the Holy Spirit might not be very clear.
因为没有真正的体验。
Because they don't have an own experience of the Holy Spirit.
所以有的人按照这个字义上来解释。
So if you try to describe this just on its wording.
说这个圣灵原文的意思跟气息跟风是同一个字。
That in the original text, the meaning of the Holy Spirit actually means breath and also wind.
所以他们认为说啊，圣灵就是一种气息。
That the Holy Spirit is just like a life.
是一种感动人的力量。
It's this kind of power that touches people.
但是我们从圣经里面看不是这样。
But we understand when we read the Bible, it's not like so.
因为耶稣对门徒说啊。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ tells the disciples.
当你们得到圣灵以后。
After you receive the Holy Spirit.
他会为我做见证。
The Holy Spirit will testify for you.
啊，圣灵也会引导你们明白一切的真理。
And the Holy Spirit will also lead you to understand all truth.
他说圣灵会感动人行道理。
And the Holy Spirit will guide men to do what is good.
啊，当然如果不按照真理来行的时候，圣灵会担忧。
And the Holy Spirit will feel weary will let you feel weary when you do something that's wrong.
当信主的人遇到一些逼迫患难在痛苦的时候。
When the believers, they just came to belief.And they face persecutions or trials and tribulations.
圣灵会亲自安慰他们。
The Holy Spirit will comfort them.
当我们在工作当中，圣灵会帮助我们做决定。
And when we're doing our daily works, the Holy Spirit will help us to come to a decision.
他会差派工人出去传道的。
It will send workers out into the world to preach the gospel of the Lord.
所以从圣经里面看呢、啊，圣灵不只是一种感动的力量。
So when we look from the Bible, this Holy Spirit is not only this power to make people feel touched.
而是有位格的神。
But it's actually God.
所以主耶稣说啊，神是灵。
So Jesus Christ says.God is the Spirit.
所以我们拜神的人要用我们的心灵还真实来拜神。
And therefore we need to worship our Lord in spirit and in soul.
那这个灵是我们肉眼看不见的。
And the Spirit is not able to be seen with the human eye.
是超越时间空间的。
And the Spirit actually surpasses all time and all space.
它没有固定的形状。
It does not have an actual shape.
但是当它显现出来的时候，我们就能够看得到。
But when the Spirit is formed into a certain form, then only then we may be able to be.
当我们得圣灵的时候，我们知道神就住在我里面，我就住在神里面。
And when we receive the Holy Spirit, we understand the Lord dwells in us, and we dwell with the Lord.
其实圣灵就是神本身。
And the Holy Spirit actually itself is God Himself.
也是耶稣基督的灵。
And it's also the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个圣灵带给我们什么样的恩惠？
And what kind of blessing does this Holy Spirit grant us?
我们看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter
3. 约翰一书三章。
1 John chapter
3. 二十四节。
Verse
24. 约翰一书三章二十四节。
John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3, verse 24.
遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。所以因为圣灵就是神的灵。
And here it tells us the Spirit is the Spirit of the Lord.
所以我们领受圣灵啊，就是神住在我们里面。
So when we receive the Holy Spirit, it's like God, the Spirit of the Lord living in us.
所以当我们得圣灵以后的第一个感觉。
So the first feeling that we will have when we receive the Holy Spirit is,
就是我们会承认说真的有神，神就住在我里面。
Is that we'll really come to understanding and realize that there is this true God and God is living within me now.
过去我们在这边有一位姓詹的弟兄。
In the past, there was a brother Chan.
他的太太比较早信主。
And his wife was an earlier believer than him.
我在负担台湾北投教会的时候。
And at that time, I was assigned the Beitou Church in Taiwan.
那个时候，这个詹弟兄那个时候还没信主。
And at that time, Brother Chan was not yet a believer.
他会送他的太太孩子到教会来聚会。
And he would drive his wife and also the children to come to the church for service.
然后他回去以后，等到聚会完再来接他的家人回家。
And then afterwards, service when it's over, then he will come and pick up his children and wife.
他太太常常想要跟他的先生见证道理。
And often the wife always wants to testify the truth of the Lord to the husband.
那他先生是一个知识分子啊，他了解很多的科学知识。
But then the husband was actually a very knowledgeable man, and therefore he knows a lot of the scientific things.
所以每一次谈到宗教，两个就一直争执。
And therefore every time they talk about religion, there's always a lot of quarrel.
后来他就跟他太太说，我们在家里哈，不要谈宗教，免得起家庭革命。
Therefore he told his wife that therefore we will not be let's not talk about religion or else we'll always have fights.
你信你的耶稣，我拜我的他的神像啊。
And therefore he told his wife that you believe in your Jesus and I'll just worship my idol.
有一天呢、这先生带太太来到教会。
There was one day when the husband took the wife to church.
下车的时候，有一个弟兄在那边做接待。
And when he got out of the car, there was a brother that was an usher.
然后就跑过去说，哎，先生啊，你既然来了，就进来跟我们坐一坐吧。
So this usher came up to this sister's husband and said that, since you're here, why don't you just come in and just sit?
啊，因为这个弟兄很诚恳，啊，所以他就跟着下车。进到会堂里面来。
And since this brother was very zealous in pursuing after for this this person, Mr. Chan, to come in, and therefore Mr. Chan decided to go.
啊，那就坐在后面听。
So he sat in the very back and he listened.
因为当然以前啊，他太太已经跟他讲过很多的道理。
And of course, in the past, the wife have tried to preach to him many times, and he has listened to much truth.
他主事不相信而已。
The only problem is that he just doesn't believe.
不过那一次听了道理以后啊，神感动他。
But after that time, when he listened to the truth and teachings during that sermon, God really touched him.
看到大家跪下去祷告。
When he saw everyone kneeling down to pray.
他看了一看啊，他想说啊，如果真的有神，就让我体验一下吧。
And when he saw everyone praying, and therefore he thought to God and said, "If there is really God, then let me experience Him."
然后跪下去祷告没有几句啊，就一股力量下来，他就开始讲灵言。
And not long after into his prayer, there was this great force that came from above. And after that, he started to speak in tongue.
啊，等到聚会完啦，大家都结束了，他还在祷告，圣灵很充满。
And when the whole service was over and everything was over, he was still praying because he was so filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们为他按手说阿门，他就停下来。
And when we lay hand on him and said Amen, and then he stopped.
他第一句话说啊，没有办法，被耶稣抓到了，没办法。
And the first thing he says, I guess that there's no way out now because God has caught me.
感谢主，后来他不久就受洗了。
Thank the grace of the Lord, not long after, he came and was baptized.
虽然他本来不信的。
And even though in the beginning he did not believe.
但是他得到圣灵以后，他确信说真的有神。
But after he received the Holy Spirit, he truthfully believes that there is God.
如果没有神的话，怎么有神的灵会住在我身上？
Because if there is no God in the world, then how could the Spirit of the Lord dwell within me?
这是很多人啊，得到圣灵的一种体验。
And this is many experiences that people have felt when they received the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵啊，是要来证明我们，神说呢，我们成为他的儿女。
And the Holy Spirit is to prove that we are the children of God.
他要赐给我们永远的生命。
And that He will grant us this everlasting life.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章。
Romans chapter 8.
十六节。
Verse 16.
八章十六节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 16.
说圣灵跟我们的心啊，一起来证明我们是神的儿女。十七节。
17。
既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。说我们信主以后啊。归入耶稣基督，要成为神的儿女。
After we came to believe in the Lord, then we become the children of God.
因为我们人本来是神所造的。
Because we were actually created by God himself.
所以人类的祖先亚当称为神的儿子。
So our ancestor Adam, he was considered a son of God.
那是因为亚当夏娃，就人类的祖先得罪了神。
And because Adam and Eve, they have wrong, they have done sin against God.
所以离开了神为人类所预备的伊甸园。
So they then left the Garden of Eden, which God had prepared for human beings.
所以人跟神越来就越疏远了。
And only then that man and God depart.
所有的人啊，都是从亚当夏娃下来的。
So all men are from Adam and Eve.
但是就失掉了神儿女这个尊贵的身份。
And also after that, we have lost our title to become this children of God.
但是借着耶稣基督啊，来救赎我们。
But through the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以圣经里面说啊，我们好像一个流浪的孩子啊，远离了父亲。
And the Bible tells us we're just like a son who have gone far away from the father.
当这个孩子醒悟过来回到父亲身边的时候，
And when the child, the son, finally comes to realization and decides to return back to the father,
父亲就接纳他，连连跟他亲嘴。
Then the father accepts his son and accepts the son in joy, and also he hugs him and kisses him.
给他鞋子穿，把金戒指戴在他的手上。
And gives his lost son this golden ring in his finger and also sandals on his feet.
这就是神啊，接纳我们重新成为他的儿女。
And this is just like the Lord, how he accepts us again to become his children.
把各样的福气啊，就赐给我们。
He gives us and grants us with abundance of grace and blessings.
又赐给我们圣灵来印证我们真是他的儿女。
He then grants us the Holy Spirit to prove that we are the children of God.
还要应许把天上各样属灵的福气来赐给我们。
And he has promised many grace and blessings.
所以得圣灵以后啊，证明我们拜到真神。
So when we have received the Holy Spirit, that means we have worshipped the true God.
神用圣灵给我们盖印，证明我们是他的儿女。
That the Holy Spirit is like a seal. God seals us, and therefore it shows that we are the true children of God.
这个圣灵跟我们得永远的生命有直接的关系。
And this Holy Spirit and for us to receive this holy salvation in the future has very close ties.
说人离开了神以后啊，
Because after men have departed from God,
我们永远的生命就跟神的生命隔绝了。
Our life has departed from the everlasting life of our God.
好像那个树枝被砍下来。
It's just like a tree branch that has been cut off.
虽然一开始很青翠，但是久了以后就枯干掉了。
And even though in the beginning it's still very alive and it's full of life, but after a while it will wither away.
所以人因为离开神，所以人就失掉了永远的生命。
And therefore, just like this branch, when we as men depart from God, then we have lost this everlasting life.
我们人在世界上活几十年以后，
And after men have lived in the world for 10-some years,
有一天啊，就死亡临到。
One day death will come.
那我们除了这个肉体生命以外，
And other than this fleshly body, this life that we have,
我们还有灵魂的存在。
We also have our spirit.
这个灵魂是不会消灭掉的。
And this spirit actually will never die.
既然失掉了永恒的生命，没有办法回到天家去。
And since the spirit has lost the everlasting life and cannot return back into the heavenly
kingdom, 所以就要到阴间地狱受苦。
Then it must go into Hades and suffer.
所以圣经里面说，按着定命，人人都有一死。
And therefore, the Bible tells us, according to the promise, everyone will have one death.
死后还有审判。
And after death, there is judgment.
而耶稣的福音临到我们。
When the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ comes upon us,
就是要让我们得胜死亡，让我们重新得到永远的生命。
So that we may overcome death and then we receive this everlasting life.
所以耶稣说，你们要重生，你们不要以为稀奇的事情。
So Lord Jesus Christ tells us we must be born again, and this is something that we should not think that it is very odd.
因为如果没有重生，就没有办法进到神的国。
Because if you are not reborn, then you may not enter the kingdom of heaven.
有一个犹太人的官呢，说我人都已经老了，我怎么进到妈妈的肚子再生一遍呢？
There was a Jewish official. He said.I am very old already. How can I return back to my mother's womb?
Yes, 耶稣说，不是进到妈妈的肚子再生一遍。
Reborn does not mean to go back into your mother's womb and to be born again.
因为肉体生的还是肉体。
Because born of the flesh, it's only still of the flesh.
唯有从灵生的才是灵。
Only when you're born of the spirit that you become of the spirit.
唯有从灵从生啊，才能够得到永远的生命。
Only when you're born again of the spirit, then you may receive this everlasting life.
所以耶稣进一步说啊，一个人要重生，就是重生的洗礼跟圣灵的更新呢。
And the Lord Jesus Christ tells us, and for a person, in order for them to be reborn again, they must be reborn through baptism, and therefore it's a renewing of their life.
因为人有罪，所以会有劳苦，会死亡临到。
Because men have sinned, and therefore a lot of hardship will occur upon them.
所以要解决永生的生命的问题啊，就是要赦罪。
And death will also come upon them, and to solve this problem of death, then we need to have the remission of sin.
借着洗礼啊，全身浸在水里面啊，把我们的罪啊洗干净。
And through baptism, then our whole body, when we're immersed in the water, then all our sin then can be washed away.
所以圣经里面说啊，这个洗礼就是把我们的罪人、旧人跟耶稣同钉十字架上啊，把罪身灭绝了。
And the Bible is just like telling us this old self is just is nailed onto the cross, just like the Lord Jesus Christ. We go through this death.
然后从水里上来以后，就变成一个复活的新人了。
Then when you emerge from the water, after you have been fully immersed in the water, you come out from the water, you're just like a new person.
说旧事都已经过去了，一切都更新了。
That all the things of the past has passed and is of the past, and therefore everything is renewed.
所以神就把它圣灵赐给我们，让我们得到新的生命，让我们有一个更新的生活。
So God grants us this new life and this new spirit to dwell within our hearts, and therefore we may live a new and rejuvenated life.
我们看以西结书三十七章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 37.
以西结书三十七章。
Ezekiel chapter 37.
看十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
以西结书三十七章十四节。
Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 14。
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。这里神借着先知讲一个预言。
Here through the mouth of the prophet prophesies。
这个先知啊说，看到遍地都是骸骨。
That the prophet sees that there is a sea of a valley of bones.
啊，这个骸骨已经很枯干了。
And all these bones are very dry.
那神就问他说：“你知道这个骸骨会活起来吗？”
And therefore, the Lord tells him that, "Do you know that all these dry bones will come to life?"
他说：“我不知道呢。”
And the prophet says, "I do not know this."
神说：“你向这个骸骨说预言。”
You prophesize to these dry bones.
说气息啊，你进到这个骸骨里面。
And tell these dry bones that life will go into them.
这个先知就照着讲预言。
And therefore this prophet, listen to, the Lord and prophesize to these dry bones.
说这个骸骨就进到，这个气息就进到骸骨里面。
Then this breath enter into the bones.
啊，这个骸骨就生筋长肉。
Then these bones start to have life, and there's tendons and flesh.
还有皮把它遮住，啊，就变成啊活起来的人呐，啊，变成极大的军队。
And then skin came to cover all of the flesh, and then it became a person in life.
所以神借着先知就告诉我们。
And through the prophets, the Lord speaks to us.
说人离开了神以后啊。
And meaning that when men depart from the
Lord. 虽然我们肉体活着。
Even though physically we are still alive,
但实际上我们属灵的生命已经死掉了。
But actually, our spiritual life has already died.
说好像那个骸骨一样。
It's just like these dry bones.
因为跟神的永生隔绝了。
Because we have been cut off from the everlasting life of the Lord.
啊，那神的灵要进到我们里面。
Then the Spirit of the Lord again will come into us.
我们得到神的灵以后，我们得生命，我们就活起来了。
And when we receive the Spirit of the Lord in us, then we will have this life within.
我们要活到永永远远。
Then we will be alive again and we will live forever.
所以耶稣说啊，时候到了，死人要复活。
And therefore the Lord Jesus Christ says, when the time comes, the dead will be risen.
所以信我的人啊，就要永远活着。
So the ones who believe in me will live eternal life.
因为他要把这个永远的生命赐给我们。
Because he is going to grant us this everlasting life.
所以你得到了圣灵啊，就得到永恒的生命。
So when we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive this everlasting life.
所以罗马书里面说啊，虽然我们肉体啊，因为罪的缘故，肉体会离开世界。
And the book of Romans, it tells us even though because of sin, our flesh, we will have to enter death.
但是因为有圣灵在我们身上，有神永远的生命在我们身上。
But because we have the Holy Spirit, we have the Spirit of the Lord in us, and it's there everlasting.
我们靠着圣灵啊，要复活过来。
And through the Holy Spirit, we will be
我们看罗马书八章十一节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8 verse 11.
罗马书八章十一节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 11.
八章十一节
Chapter 8 verse 11
说然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里那叫基督从死里叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来耶稣基督啊，因为有神的灵充满。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ has the fulfillment of the Lord's Spirit.
所以呢，担当我们的罪死了，被埋葬了。
So when our sin has been buried and when we die.
但是第三天他活过来。
And the Lord Jesus Christ, after he died and he was buried, but third day he resurrected.
啊，还跟门徒啊相处四十天。
And then he was among with his disciples for another 40 days.
然后在他们面前升天。
And before all the disciples, he ascended into heaven.
虽然耶稣要离开门徒的时候，他们很忧伤。
And even though at the time of departure for Jesus Christ with the disciples, all the disciples are very sad.
耶稣说，我离开你们是对你们有益处的。
But the Lord Jesus Christ tells them, my departure is for your own good.
因为我去了以后还要再来。
Because when I depart, I will come again.
一方面是借着圣灵来住在我们身上，所以我们知道耶稣还活在我们身上。
In a way, he will come to us with the Holy Spirit. Like the Holy Spirit, he will live within us.
他说我们如果到耶稣再临的时候，就是世界末日的时候。
And the other kind of second coming of the Lord is when the Lord is the end of the world.
有些信主的圣徒啊，虽然已经离世了。
There are many even believers and brothers and sisters, although they have passed away.
但是因为有神的灵在他们身上，耶稣来的时候，他们会活过来。
And because they have the Spirit of the Lord in them, and when Jesus Christ comes again, they will become alive.
他们会有一个复活荣耀的身体，跟耶稣复活的身体相似。
And they will have a body that's just like Christ when He resurrected.
那我们这些活着的人呢，就逐渐改变。成为荣耀的身体，被主迎接在天上，永远相会。
And the ones who are still alive at that time, our body physically will change to a spiritual body that's glorifying, and we will rise into heaven together.
我们再看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节到第五节。
Verse 1 to 5.
哥林多后书五章一节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1 to 5.
我们原知道，我们这地上的帐篷就拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人所造，在天上永存的房屋。第二节。
Verse
2. 我们在这帐篷里面叹息，神想要得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。第三节。
Verse 3.
倘若穿上被遇见的时候，就不注意赤身了、啊。第四节。
Verse 4.
我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并未愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。第五节。
Verse 5.
为此陪主我们的就是神，他又是给我们圣灵做凭据。这里传道人呢、啊，告诉我们。
Here it tells us this.
他有一个比喻说、啊、我们这个身体、啊、好像住帐篷一样。
He describes our physical body is just like this tent.
哎呀，我们到外面去露营啊，住帐篷这个都是简陋的、暂时的。
And this tent is like when we go camping, it's temporary, it's very minimal.
我们要回家的时候，帐篷就把它拆掉了，回到自己的住家。
And when we're going to return home, we just take down the tent and we go home.
那所以这里讲到这个帐篷是主的我们这个肉体。
So therefore, this tent that's talked about here means our physical body.
那我们用七八十年啊，一百年啊，这个帐篷就要拆毁掉了。
And after 70, 80 years, this tent of ours needs to be taken down.
但是在那个时候，神就要赐给我们一个永存的住屋。
But at that time, God will grant us an everlasting place.
这是一种属灵的身体，永远不会败坏，而且永远荣耀长新的。
And this is a spiritual body. This body will not ever deteriorate, and it will be everlasting.
说神就是圣灵给我们做证明。
And therefore, God used this Holy Spirit as a guarantee.
因为有圣灵在我们身上，所以我们会改变。会复活成为荣耀的身体。
And because we have this Holy Spirit within our hearts, therefore we will change and we'll become a glorifying body of Christ.
所以哥林多前书十五章就整章都谈到复活的道理。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the whole chapter talks about resurrection.
所以有的人认为没有复活的事情。
There are some people that do not believe in resurrection.
而事实上，如果没有复活，我们信耶稣就枉然了。
But actual fact is that if there is no resurrection, then we have come to believe in Christ in vain.
如果没有复活，我们就不必到教会来了。
If there's no resurrection, then we don't even need to come to church.
我们确信了耶稣从死里复活。
But we truly believe that the resurrection of our Christ Jesus.
说好像那个果实成为第一颗结出来的果子。
That is just like a tree. He's like the first fruit.
我们每一个相信耶稣的人将来都像耶稣一样，将来都能够复活。
That every one of us, we're just like the Lord Jesus Christ. In the future, we may be like the Lord, and we may resurrect.
说所栽种的是会朽坏，复活是荣耀的。
And what we plant will deteriorate, but resurrection will be everlasting.
用那个植物做比喻。
And we use this plant as a parable.
这个种子把它栽种在地里面。
That's when we plant the seed into the soil.
看起来好像坏掉了。
It looks as if this plant is almost dying.
但是因为这个种子里面有生命。
But because that this seed has life within.
所以呢，时候到了，它会发芽成长。
And when the time is right and the time comes, there's going to be a sprout.
长出植物来，它会结出果子来。
And it will sprout into a plant, and this plant will become something that bears fruit.
所以我们因为有永远的生命在我们身上。
And because we have this everlasting life within our heart.
有神的灵在我们身上。
We have the Spirit of the Lord within us.
所以可以证明我们将来能够复活。
So it's a proof that in the end days we will be resurrected.
我们再看约翰福音十四章。
Let's then turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章十六节。
John chapter 14 verse 16.
约翰福音十四章十六节。
John chapter 14 verse 16.
说我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，将来永远跟你们同在。十七节
，17，
就是真理的圣灵，乃是人不能够接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。十八节
，Verse 18，
我不必向你们做孤儿，我必到你们这里来。耶稣要离开门徒门徒很担心。
And when the Lord Jesus Christ was going to depart from the disciples became very worried.
耶稣说我不会把你们背下，当作好像孤儿一样。
The Lord Jesus Christ told them, I will not leave you like orphans.
当我升天了以后，我会差遣保惠师，就是真理的圣灵来。
And when I ascend into heaven, I will send down this counselor of truth, and that is the Holy Spirit.
我就要跟你们永远同在。
And I will be with you forever.
所以一般人他们不认识，看不知道。
And most people, they don't understand this.
但是你们知道，我就住在你们里面，你们就住在我里面。
But if you know this and you understand this, then I will live in you and you in me.
所以当圣灵领导的时候。
So when the Holy Spirit comes,
神就借着圣灵来引导我们，保护我们。
Through the Holy Spirit, God will protect us and guide us.
我们随时随地可以靠着祷告让圣灵来充满。
Wherever we are and whenever we may pray with the Holy Spirit and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会帮助我们明白圣经。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us and let us understand the truth.
圣灵会帮助我们明白真道。
And the Holy Spirit will let us to understand the teachings.
它也显出各样的美好的果子。
And we may bear many good fruits.
有时候遇到困难的事情。
Sometimes we may face lots of hardships.
圣灵会亲自帮助我们度过一切的困难。
The Holy Spirit itself will guide us so that we may go through all of this.
我们在信徒当中啊，这样的经验相当多啊。
There are many testimonies like this among the members.
我们在南加州有三个啊，三个弟兄姐妹。
In Southern California, there are three brothers and sisters.
他们到拉斯维加斯回来。
And on the way back to SoCal, from Las Vegas.
遇到一个大车祸。
They encounter a great car crash.
对方是一个喝醉酒五十几岁的人。
The other driver that hit them was actually a drunk driver around 50.
开错车道了，结果跟我们教会这些青年啊，就两部车对撞。
And because that drunk driver was driving in the opposite lane, and therefore two cars crashed head to head.
那个速度相当快啊。
And the speed was very fast.
旁边的人说啊，那个车子撞了又飞上来又掉下来。
The witness had actually seen that when two cars collided, it actually went up into the air and then it fell down.
对方那个白人啊，当场死掉。
And the opposite, and the drunk driver actually died right on the scene.
啊，我们教会这三个青年都受伤。
And these three brothers and sisters, they actually were greatly
injured. 那很奇妙，就是都没有伤到那个重要部位，就是锁脚断掉。
And thank the grace of the Lord, they did not harm the major, most important parts of their body.
结果就陷入昏迷呀。
Just their hands and their feet were broken, and they went unconscious.
所以直升机来，就把他们调到医院去。
So the helicopter came and took them to the hospital.
结果因为总共有六个人呐，他们开两部车，另外一部车的人一看说，他们人昏迷了，都还在祷告哎。
And because there were two cars, three in each car, and the other car, the brother and sister says, even though they were unconscious, but they were praying.
啊，感谢主啊，他们大概经过一个月啊，就出院。
Then the grace of the Lord, after about a month, they came out from the hospital.
后来你去看这个车子啊，整个全毁啊，整个这个压扁在一起。
When you look at the car from that day of the accident, you can see the car was actually total loss.
每个人都说啊，那怎么可以活下去呢？
And everyone look at this car and they say, how could anyone survive?
但是在那个很危急当中，主耶稣保守他们的生命。
But at the most dangerous and most critical point, the Lord Jesus Christ kept their lives.
小孩子的妈妈赶到医院以后，第一句话就感谢神，你们还活着。
And the children, these brothers and sisters, the parents, when they reach a hospital, the first thing the parents said is thank the Lord.
这样的见证相当多啊。
And there's many testimonies like such.
过去在我们教会在中国上海的总部。
And in the Shanghai, our church in Shanghai.
那个时候啊，因为在跟日本人打仗。
And it was a while back when the Chinese were fighting the Japanese.
日本的部队就在我们上海总部的对面，在那边扎营。
And the Japanese, they actually held camp right across from our Shanghai church.
结果看到我们教会里面有人呐、结果进去搜索，我们几个执事啊就被绑在那个庭院。
And because they had seen that there were some people in the church, therefore they went to search for them, and the deacons of the church they were actually captured by the Japanese.
里面有一个张执事啊，他是台湾人，他会讲日本话。
And at that time, there was a Deacon Chang, and he was a Taiwanese, and he knew how to speak Japanese.
一直跟他讲，我们是好人，我们不是坏人。
And he kept on telling the Japanese that we are good people, we are not bad people.
他们不理啊，兵都上出刀啊，准备开枪把他们打死。
And the soldiers actually, they didn't care about that. They already prepared their guns, and they were going to shoot them.
危急的时候啊，他们说一起祷告。
And the most critical time, these deacons, when they're tied together, they said, let's pray together.
这个每一个人啊，圣灵很充满。
And all of them, they were so filled with the Holy Spirit.
突然间有一个军官跑过来。
And all of a sudden, there was a general that came.
说你们在做什么？
Saying, what are you guys doing?
什么叫 Hallelujah?
And what is Hallelujah?
后来那个军官想一想说，这些好人啊。
And this general then thought to himself, maybe these people
are good people. 所以就叫那些兵说，把枪收起来。
And he then told the soldiers, put your guns away.
不但没有伤害他们，还派人呢、把他们带到那个安全的地方、
Not only did they not harm them, but they also ordered people to take them to a safe place.
所以圣灵是保惠师啊，要随时随地保护、看顾、带领我们。
And therefore, the Holy Spirit is like our counselor. It will continue to guide us and to lead us.
圣经里面说啊，当乌云笼罩的时候，
The Bible tells us when the sky is so filled with thick gray clouds,
我们就看不到晴朗的天空。
We then cannot see the beautiful sky above.
啊，但是当风把这个乌云吹散的时候，
But when the wind blows all of this thick gray clouds
天就换晴了。
Then you can see the beautiful sky.
我们在生活当中啊，常常好像遇到乌云一样。
In our daily lives, just like we often encounter these gray clouds,
有很多的忧愁困苦的事情常常压住我们的心。
That there are many things of sorrow and depressing things that just burden our hearts.
让我们感到很忧伤，好像没有明天。
Makes us feel so sorrowful, and we don't think there is a tomorrow.
但是当我们在苦难当中。
But in our hardships,
虽然充满着很多忧伤，
even though there are many sorrows,
但是当你祷告圣灵充满的时候，
but when you pray and you're so filled with the Holy Spirit,
这些忧伤困苦啊，通通会消失掉。
All these sorrows, they would just disappear.
让你的心中啊，充满着喜乐，充满着平安呢。
Then your heart will be so filled with so much joy and peace.
这是圣灵所要带给我们的恩惠。
And this is the grace that the Holy Spirit will bring to us.
有的人说啊，当我信耶稣的时候就有圣灵了。
There are some people say that when I believe in the Lord, then I have already received the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是安静的。
The Holy Spirit is quiet.
哎，不像你们说一定要说方言，要身体震动。
The Holy Spirit is not like what your church says that you must speak in tongue and your body has to shake.
那没有说啊，因为圣灵所赐的恩赐好多种。
And they also say the gift of the Holy Spirit comes in many different forms.
啊，有的是让他有信心，有的会医病赶鬼。
Some will have great faith, and some will have the power to cast out demons and heal the sick.
啊，有的是会说方言。
And some will be have the blessing, to be able to speak in tongues.
我们虽然没有像你们每个人都会说方言。
And even though we're not like your church, that all of the ones who receive.
但是我们也有圣灵啊，圣灵的恩赐是让我们有信心。
But we also have the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit gives us this faith.
啊，让我们有好行为。
And gives us good deeds.
那事实上不是这样啊。
But the actual fact is not like so.
因为圣灵的恩赐有两种。
Because the grace of the Holy Spirit.
一种是普遍的恩赐，是要给每个人的。
The talents of the Holy Spirit comes in two. First is that is the kind to give to everyone.
当你得到圣灵的时候，都要说方言。
And that is when you receive the Holy Spirit.Everyone will speak in tongues.
他说这个方言啊，来替我们祷告啊，可以跟神交通。
Because when you speak in tongues, then the Holy Spirit will pray for you, and we may then communicate with God.
虽然我们不晓得方言的意思。
And even though we don't know the meaning and what is speaking in tongues and what it's.
但是他却说用说不出来的叹息在帮助我们祷告。
But it's actually in a.Mysterious language that we cannot understand, but it's actually praying for us.
当然，必要的时候，神就会翻方言让我们知道。
And at certain times, God will open the ears of people and let people understand what His tongue is speaking.
借着说方言来更新我们生命，让我们灵命越来越丰盛。
And through the Holy Spirit, when we speak in tongue, that we may rejuvenate our spirit, so that our life may be rejuvenated.
啊，当然圣灵也会赐给我们呐、啊、很多很多属灵的恩赐。
And also the Holy Spirit will grant us many grace and blessings.
啊，医病赶鬼啦，行神迹啦。
To cast out the demon, to heal the sick, and to perform many miracles.
或者像哥林多教会有一种说方言、方言讲道的恩赐。
Or it's just like the Church of Corinth that they may speak the sermon in tongues.
啊，那方言讲道一定要翻译。
And of course, when you speak in tongues, you need a translator.
啊，这是一种特殊的恩赐。
And this is a special grace of God.
好像我们会讲英文的人。
It's just like the ones who know how to speak English.
不是说你会讲英文，你就会讲道理。
It's not because you know how to speak English, and therefore you know how to speak a sermon.
讲英文是一般的知识。
Speaking the ability to speak English is just very common knowledge.
讲道理是特别的恩赐。
But to speak a sermon is actually a very special type of blessing.
所以祷告说方言，就是神要赐给每一个人普遍的恩赐。
It's just like when we receive the Holy Spirit and we speak in tongues, it's just like a very common blessing that God will grant all those who receive the Holy Spirit.
但是有些人啊，有特别的恩赐，他会用方言讲道。
But for some others, they may have extra special blessings and that they may be able to speak in
tongues for sermon.
And all of this is from the Holy Spirit, spiritual blessings.
所以我们盼望大家能够认识、了解、努力追求。
So we hope that every one of us may pursue and we may understand.
让圣灵呢丰满的恩惠啊，能够常常充满在我们身上。
And that the abundant grace of the Holy Spirit may always be within us.
好像那个活水泉呐、啊，从我们内心、从我们腹中不断涌上来，一直涌到永生。
It's just like the spring of water that is dwelling within us, that's springing out constantly, everlasting.
我们现在请青年诗班来献诗。
We now ask the choir to perform.